trying to pay off God. Judges 11, 28 through 35.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
However, the king of the children of Ammon didn't listen to the words of Jephthah, which he sent him. Then Yahweh's spirit came on Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over to the children of Ammon. Jephthah vowed a vow to Yahweh, and said, "If you will indeed deliver the children of Ammon into my hand, then it shall be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, it shall be Yahweh's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering." So Jephthah passed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and Yahweh delivered them into his hand. He struck them from Orer until you come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and to Abel-Cheramim, with a very great slaughter. So the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. Jephthah came to Mizpah to his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with tambourines and with dances. She was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. When he saw her, he tore his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, and you are one of those who trouble me, for I have opened my mouth to Yahweh, and I can't go back." This is a tragic story. God's spirit came on Jephthah, but as he approached a confrontation with Ammon, he decided to negotiate a trade with God. This is a dangerous thing to do because of what the Bible tells us about vows to God. Here's what it says, Deuteronomy 23:21. "When you vow a vow to Yahweh your God, you shall not be slack to pay it, for Yahweh your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you." Jephthah actually bartered with God to pay by burning anything that came out of his door when he got home. There is no reason to believe that this was necessary. God's word also tells us that God didn't want the Amorites around anymore. All Israel had to do was go out in faith, but Jephthah must have doubted and decided to try to pay God for the miracle. The Bible is clear that God hates it when men try to pay for his gifts. Even though God was using Jephthah to do his will, it appears that Jephthah was relying on his own ability to pay. He thought he could pay for Israel with something from his house. It turns out, God required it of him. As soon as he got home, his only offspring came out to meet him. Jephthah had the nerve to blame her. We should not make promises to God unless we plan to pay, but we should never attempt to pay God for any of his gifts. This makes it so that God's gift is no longer a gift to us. If we do a thing like this, we are also acting self-righteously by suggesting that we have the ability to pay for one of God's gifts. In Jephthah's case, God was now requiring that he give up all of his offspring. When people today refuse to accept God's gift, they actually give up everything. To refuse to accept Jesus' payment for sin as a gift is to lose the ability to be saved from hell. How important it is to come to God through faith in his gift alone.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.